praying with the readings this morning, and I like, man, I like both these. I should probably pick one to preach about. And then I was like, why do I have to pick one? I can preach about both of them, right? So I'm going to preach about both of them. The first reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. And basically what I want to talk about, the letter to the Hebrews is this beautiful extended dive into the priesthood of Jesus Christ and how it both meets and flows with the old priesthood, the priesthood of the old covenant, and then transcends it and perfects it so that in Jesus, he is the high priest, capital H, capital P. The old priesthood passes away. The only priesthood that remains that is valid and effective is his. So I'm a priest, but I'm a priest of Jesus Christ. I don't have a priesthood of my own. It is his priesthood operating in and through me. And that makes all the difference, that it's his priesthood. Because why do we come tonight? We come, as we sang at the beginning of Mass, to the altar of God. What happens on that altar? The offering that Jesus makes once for all, once, one time, for all time, once, one time, for all people, the offering he makes on Calvary is represented, not represented. It's re-presented, presented again in a sacramental way that all of us are mystically and sacramentally taken to Calvary, where Jesus offers himself to the Father on our behalf. He is the priest who offers. He is the victim, the sacrifice that is offered. And he does it for us, on our behalf. And when we come to Mass, we come to that reality. It's the reality, it's the event that saves the world. It's represented. That's the beauty of the Catholic Mass. God set it up that way. It's almost like he knew what he was doing. That we could become real participants in that reality. That's what we're here for. What a beautiful thing to ponder. You cannot go to the depths and the bottom of that mystery and exhaust it. You will always just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of God's love made present on the altar for us. The Mass is the most important thing that happens on the planet, just as Calvary was the most important thing that ever happened on this planet. It's a reality that is presented again and again and again. And each time we come, the offering that's made, even though it's one and the same sacrifice because it's one and the same priest, one and the same victim, Jesus himself, each time we come, it's new to us. It's personal to us because you're different. If you came to Mass yesterday, you're different today. You have different needs than you did yesterday. If you came to Mass on Sunday, you're different. You have different needs. God has different graces that he wants to give you because his love is personal to you. And that's a huge blessing, right? That we are free enough to celebrate the Mass and to have that gift each and every day that Jesus comes to me in a personal way. The generosity of the Lord is shown in this great gospel reading. I'm not going to go through all the four types of seed and everything like that. What I want to talk about, Bishop Barron had a great insight, just simple. Okay, it was great, but it was simple. He's like, everybody talks about the, you know, the soil. Are you good soil? Are you hard packed? Are you deep? Can the seed find the word? Or can seed find a home in your heart? Right? Great, that's all good. But what he talked about was the sower. The farmer who goes out and just throws seed everywhere. In their culture, they would have been like, what an idiot. What's he doing? Why is he throwing it on the path? That's how God's love is. The seed is really his love. If you will, to bring it back to the earlier thing I was talking about tonight, it's the blood that pours forth from his heart. It goes to every type of soil. It goes to every human heart. The ones that are hard-packed, the ones that are thin in depth, the ones that have thorns in them, and the ones that are good. God loves every single one of us. He loves every single person. His blood poured out for each and every person. There's no in crowd there and an out crowd. Everybody's in. His love includes everybody. The question is, and it's a good question, how do we receive that gift? How do we receive that gift? And that is where we need to talk about the soil. Are we receiving that gift in a good way where it can bear fruit in our lives? Or are we so worried about things that thorns choke off the word that God gives us, the love that he pours out upon us, the very blood from his heart, his life given for us? Does it have play in our lives, or is it choked off? Is our heart, the soil there, too thin? Where we receive the word and receive his love freely and joyfully, but then as soon as there's any tribulation, as soon as it costs a little to be a Christian, as soon as it costs a little to say, I'm with Jesus and I'm with his church, and it costs, I know it does. And listen, spoiler alert, it's gonna cost more. This culture is not gonna get more friendly to sincere and real followers of Jesus Christ and his church. Well, when tribulation comes, are we going to wither? Or is the soil of our heart going to be deep enough where the blood that's poured out from Jesus' heart has a place to penetrate and grow and put down roots and then bear fruit? Because that's what's going to be needed. It already is needed. That gift that God gives is meant to multiply and then multiply and then multiply. That's why we want this chapel to be full on a Wednesday night, because God's love should be so apparent in us that someone else says, hey, what's going on in your life? What joy do you have? I want some of that. Okay, come. I want to introduce you to my friend. His name is Jesus, and he loves you in a personal way. And you can receive that love. That's the goal, and that's the mission. So let's pray about that. We ask for the grace that comes from the heart of Jesus, opened on Calvary and given to us in the Eucharist, to deepen the soil of our hearts, to clear out anything that doesn't belong there, so that his love and his word can find a home, and then that can grow and multiply and be a gift that we give to the world for our Lord. That's why we're here, and what a great blessing and true gift it is.